Hello and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kirk Gibson, and joining me today is DeKalb High School Athletic Director Nick Kerfoot. In addition to running a comprehensive interscholastic athletics program at DeKalb High School, Nick also oversees the Chuck Dayton Holiday Basketball Tournament, a tournament that last month celebrated its 90th anniversary, making it one of, if not the, oldest holiday high school basketball tournament in the state. Today, Nick's going to share some insight into the tournament and the planning that goes into running such a prestigious event. Nick, welcome to Happenings and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. You know, Nick, before we talk a little bit about what goes into planning an event of this size and magnitude, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about how this tournament got started, how it got its name. You know, it's been around for a long time. I think our listeners would be interested to hear that story.
Sure, yeah. As you said, this is the 90th annual year of the tournament. It's 90th consecutive year, too. So I believe we're the longest consecutive tournament in the state of Illinois and second longest in total of years. So it started in 1928. It's had various forms of the format of it. It's been pool play, it's been bracket play, 16 teams, 12 teams, et cetera. So Chuck Dayton, obviously we've named it after that. In 1998, Chuck came to DeKalb High School in 1942, coached as athletic director here, was directly involved in the running and setting up in the tournament for 30 years. It was a huge force of where we're at today and how the tournament is run and how it continued being a strong tournament in the state of Illinois. Chuck continued attending the tournaments all the way up to 1998 as the year that he passed. He attended up to his passing, and we felt that, you know, it was a great honor to name him the tournament after him. So we have done that, and that's pretty much how it's got there. And we are hoping my goal is to keep it strong, keep it running, and support the name of Chuck Dayton and honor him the best that we can.
Oh, that's great. You know, I having grown up in northern Illinois, around the holiday time at Christmas, while my high school, Belvedere High School, never played while I was in school at the Chuck Dayton tournament, it was certainly, at least in our area, one of the events that was very well known. You knew there was always going to be great basketball played there. And it's interesting to hear the story of Chuck Dayton and the influence that he had on the event for a number of years. And I would think that's what's happened with your tournament is consistent with what happens with a lot of tournaments. There needs to be that one strong central figure that really keeps the event going for a long, long period of time. So it's great that you guys have been able to recognize his efforts. But even though there's usually one central strong person behind a tournament, we know that it takes a village, to sort of run an event like this. So why don't you talk for a little bit about the kinds and the numbers of volunteers that you have for this event, when you start planning, maybe you've already started planning for the 2018 tournament.
Yeah, it takes numerous people to run this tournament. And I'm very thankful to have many people support the tournament and wanting to make sure that we put the best product out there every year. From volunteers to just paid workers, we're the teams, over 10, 15, 20 people that help out, and it's a year-round process. We've already started planning for next year's tournament, the 91st annual tournament. It starts with just coming up with ideas of how we can improve some activities that take place at the tournament, what we're going to possibly do for the teams. And then also, obviously, the teams and the product that we put on the court. That's the number one thing that we try to make sure that we focus on is we are a 16-team bracketed tournament, so we need to make sure that we have 16 teams every year. And that goes into planning with some people here at the school. Our head coach is very involved in trying to get some of the best teams that we can to come out and compete for the 4 days of the tournament on a yearly basis.
Well, I know. I can only imagine the amount of planning that goes into that. And for folks in northern Illinois, I know it seems like, it's in the distance, the 2018 tournament. But if 2018 is like any other year, it'll be here before we know it. So fans in the northern Illinois area are encouraged to get out to DeKalb High School next December and check out the 91st edition of the Chuck Dayton Holiday Tournament.
Yeah, we'd love to have him out here. Come out and see it. Next year's will be the 27th, the 26th through the 30th. We've got some new teams coming in that have already committed. We are possibly looking for maybe one or two more teams. That's the thing with the tournament. We're always looking for new teams. Teams are always looking to possibly go some other places and come to our tournament also. We feel that we've run a very, very good and solid tournament for our kids and our coaches and spectators. You know, sometimes we lose teams just because they have an opportunity to go to another tournament. Maybe they were an alumni there. They have an elite team that they're going to go travel with around the nation, or maybe to another perennial tournament in another state. And then obviously we potentially can get them back in a year or two. So we have a very strong field. We're always looking to improve that field, but we feel that we have a very good product on the court, and we're going to be able to produce something nice for next year.
Well, I'm sure you will. So keep up the great work with the Chuck Dayton Holiday Tournament, and good luck later this year with your 91st edition of that, Nick.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And on behalf of our entire production team, thanks for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves next week.